Start at this next groove and always place your parakeet near enough so that he can plainly hear the inflection and sound of every word.
Hello, hello, baby. Hello, hello, baby.
Everyone you meet, the children in the street, are straying to the rhythm. There's something moving in them. There's no place to hide, so why even try? Can you hear it coming your way? It's here to stay.
Hello, it's Sunday night. It's 9:03. You're listening to WRAR 97.3 FM, Richmond Independent Radio, the city of Richmond's official emergency broadcast outlet. I am P. Swan, and I am bringing you Can't Stop the Music, as I do on Sunday nights from 9 to 11, and you've got 2 hours of bubbly, cheesy goodness awaiting you this evening. We got my post started, and we are have a treat for Outside of Royalty. This week, Ben Bernanke was named Time's Man of the Year. Frank Rich said it should have been Tiger Woods, summing up everything that was illusionary about the passing decade. But we're stuck with what is. And so we're going to start with the Magazine Man of the Year, Ben Bernanke, with this first selection from Jeff Horwich.
Put your hands together, let's hear it for the guy who kinda sorta made things better. Guess we might as well just have him stick around. Hey, at the very least, he didn't run us into the ground. Set, Brightner and Summers complete the set. Ooh, you can't take him out. Bernanke and the Fed. His beard is so wonderful. That Benny, he's really keen. Well, he's slow to speak, but he didn't freak. Now the interest rate's the lowest we've seen. Yo, Bernanke and the Fed.
I will work to the utmost of my abilities with my colleagues at the Federal Reserve and alongside the Congress and the administration to help provide a solid foundation for growth and prosperity environment of price stability.
Big banks, he made them take the money. Maybe made a merge if they were looking at him funny. Gonna put those troubled assets up for sale. Well, you might not like the plan that he's got, but now he's too big to fail. Hey! Printing
lots of cash, but what happens next? Hey, guess he'll be around to find out. Bernanke and the Fed. Oh, and his beard, it's so wonderful. How Benny makes the ladies scream. Hey, he's slow to speak, but he didn't freak. Now the interest rate's the lowest we've seen in your home. Bernanke and the Fed.
And Bernanke sent me some green. Watch and slash the interest like something obscene. Just drop it 2 points or even lower.
And please don't say the leverage turn is over.
And Bernanke, I need a loan. A discount window to call my own. Please send me FOMC. Ben Bernanke, send me some green. Ben Bernanke, I'm in the red.
Help me like you did Fanny and Fred.
Please make it quick, cause I'm in foreclosure.
Send me more checks before I lose composure.
Ben Bernanke, I need a loan. I'm brokenhearted right down to the bone. Please send me an income stream. Benny, disinflate me my dream.
Ben
Bernanke, send us some green. Some insider welfare would be peachy keen. Just like you did for old J.P. Morgan.
Some BS talk would get the market soaring.
Ben Bernanke, hard assets to hold. Oh, please, no cat food when we're all too old. Please send in the PPT. Ben Bernanke, please send us. Please send us. Please send us some green.
Our nation now, sir. Our nation is in a serious economic situation.
Yes.
We have inflation, the balance of the balance of trade.
Oh, boy.
Would you suggest
knowing
what you do about the history of the economy?
Woof. Woof. We're in trouble. I'm saying woof.
Yes.
Because we, America's our low ebb now. We're in low ebb.
No.
The socioeconomic problems that we are faced, the magnitude of them.
I am asking you for help and a solution. Do you have one?
I have one solution.
Yes.
I say this is the time to sell America. Sell it. I'd say sell it to Japan. They're going to get it in 10 years anyway. We might as well sell and make a profit.
Yes. Economic problem.
That's my solution.
I don't think it's a valid one, sir.
Well, I didn't major in that in school. What the hell are we?
We're in arrears, but why should I care? Never been shy about claiming my share. Yes, all in all, it's been a good year to be on top. Hey, the board was okay with the jet and chauffeur. I never have been the type to demur. Yes, what can I say? It's been a busy year up on top. I think as all of the government money rolled in, we'd ease up just a bit. But in times like these, financial catastrophes, good financial executives play hard to get. Yes, IRS bills, country club dues, we're too big to fail and I'm too hot to lose. Just one of those capitalism catch-22s. Yeah, take my pay package, put it on cruise. It's been a good year. What a good year to be on top.
Thank you.
only jokes he knows are the ones that'll put you down. Big business monkey, you'll take over the world. And you can have it now, but you can't take it with you. And everything you cling to will rot. And everything you do will be forgot by everyone you ever tried to impress.
Default! Woohoo! The two sweetest words in the English language.
Play messages. Sunday, 12 a.m.
Hey, Dick Lee, this is Larry. Y'all call me back or I'm gonna take you home.
Friday, 1:23 p.m.
Hey, yeah, fuck up SDS call me. You see you bid on a house, you bid it way up. What? What is this? What are you doing to me? You got a woman like you, man. Call me back.
Thank you for calling Aquin.
Taking care of business.
For rapid foreclosure, press 1.
Taking care of business.
To lose a payment, press 2.
Taking care of business.
For bogus advances, press 3.
Taking care of business.
To fix something, sue us.
Taking care of business.
If you are already suing us, press 4.
Taking care of business.
To hear people with funny accents, press 5.
Taking care of business.
To be ignored, press 6.
Taking care of business.
To hear public relations lies, press 7. For mysterious payoff amounts, press 8. To be hung up on, press 9. Otherwise, please interminably wait on the line.
I've got my money in the zombie bank. Zombie bank, a zombie bank. I got my money in the zombie bank. They're dead, but they just don't know it. I check my balance and there's money there.
And yet Paul Krugman says the cupboard's bare.
And all the tellers have a zombie stare. They're dead, but they just don't know it.
My money's in a bank that doesn't lend. That doesn't spend, it's all pretend.
They flunk the stress test
and reach the end.
They're dead, but they just don't know it.
They're too big to fail.
They're too big for jail.
They're sucking money on a breathtaking scale.
Do the math, do the monster math.
Zombie bank, zombie bank.
I got my money in a zombie bank. They're dead, but they just don't know it.
Got your money in a zombie bank. Yeah, before that we had Taken Care of Subprime Business. A couple of YouTube creative projects there. Daniel Johnston with Big Business Monkey, Jeff Howitch with A Good Year on Top, Carl Reiner and Mel Brooks. You knew those voices. America's Economic Plight. That was their suggestions from, I don't know, 20 years ago. A couple of Ben Bernanke tribute songs there. Ben Bernanke, Send Me Some Green, and a recent selection from Jeff Howitch again with Bernanke and the Fed. A little bit of send-up. You know, we didn't have... There was so much to do here, there wasn't time to start with covers, but we did have that reworking there. You know, well, Ben Bernanke was renominated to remain chairman of the Fed, but we'll see if that happens. But he does have a nice beard, as pointed out. You are listening to What Could It Be, but Can't Stop the Music. I am Peace One. It is 9:20 here at WRIR 97.3 FM. You can look at my posts. We've got some adorable videos and extra information there here at WRIR.org. If you have something nice to say, you can call me in the studio at 804-649-9737. You also can listen on the web, and you may already be doing that right now. And then the last bit of business is you also can stream, or you can download a podcast of the show from radioforall.net, and they are under Can't Stop the Music with no apostrophe, C-A-N-T, kind of like the can't stop the music, but not spelled the same, if that doesn't confuse you. And there's a link, too, in the post. So there you go. Got you up. As Michael Merrick would say, you are up to the minute here. Can't stop the music. Well, capitalism looked like it was going to collapse a year ago, and it has been saved. We are on the brink of total bliss, according to the media. And, you know, it depends if you're in Southern Virginia. They might have something else to say about it. But we've got a little piece here, capitalism. The Captain Capitalism in the Spirit of Christmas, and it came from an animation, a little video, and that is on my post, so be sure to enjoy it.
Mm-hmm.
in capitalism.
Ah, making out the old Christmas list, I see. Care if I take a gander?
Well, sure, Captain Capitalism. Here.
Let's see here. World peace, an end to world hunger, free health care. This isn't a Christmas list, son. Christmas is about turkey with all the trimmings, tinseled trees, and stockings spilling forth with preposterously priced presents.
No, it's not, Captain Capitalism. The true spirit of Christmas is about giving, man's love for his fellow man, and the birth of...
Who the hell taught you this, child? Who did this to you? Tell me! Tell me!
Santa did.
Santa.
Yeah, mein Fräulein. And for behaving like a good little girl, you will get what you want. You don't need to work for goods. Just behave and Santa will provide. Next!
That red suit gives you away, Carl.
Captain Capitalism! So, you discovered my plan. Santa Claus is truly I, Karl Marx, the undead founder of communism!
I won't allow you to plow the virgin field of her mind and sow your socialist seed in her innocent prairie!
It's not like that. I'm just trying to convert their economic ideology, you make it sound so...
Can it, commie? And come quietly.
You will not capture me so easily, oh captain, mine captain.
What the... I wondered what happened to you.
Yeah, mine captain. During the height of the Cold War, we were monitoring your United States television and learned about the Americana's greatest hero. We tried to replicate the technology, but failed. So we did the next best thing. We kidnapped and brainwashed him to fight for the Red Army. Isn't that right, mine dear?
The workers control the means of production, the struggle of the urban proletariat.
I don't get this at all.
Nobody born after 82 will.
Has the shining star-spangled sentinel of the American way met his match? Who is this powerfully permed profligate? For the answers to these questions and many more, tune in next time for the next thrilling installment of Captain Capitalism.
Somebody!
money world.
Got a message for the king.
For the king.
Oh, for the king.
Tell him what it is.
I got a message for the king. Ah!
got a pants called a grip, making you money illicitly to live like somebody
in this country.
It's outrageous and insane.
Them crazy prices they had the people pay.
And like the merchants, go and clean out their brain. Lord, the working man, he simply toiling in vain. Where you ever hear a television?
It's 20,000,
only millions when you're talking land. Hundreds of dollars
for a stinking pair of sneakers.
Half a million for a cheap motor car. It hurt
here in Trinidad.
Put a hand, Lord,
capitalism. Capitalism gone mad.
Advantage, suffrage, they're too greedy. To provide for your family, salary is an impossibility
in this country.
With so many bills to pay, there is no conceivable way to save for a rainy day.
In this country,
our voraciousness, to be precise,
is why every damn thing so overpriced.
Businessman making everybody feel, government give them a open license to steal. If you think I lie, one nylon panty
is $19.90.
$20 for some baby milk. Around that jersey
is $260.
$300 and change a yard for silk.
It hard, Lord, I feel inside.
Oh Lord,
capitalism.
They fleece in the public bed. Put a hand, Lord.
Capitalism gone mad.
It's bribery, skullduggery, conspiracy. A cigarette does leave you with a hole in your wallet, and money so hard to get.
In this country,
necessities or luxuries, it doesn't matter what the item is, they're charging anything they please.
In this country,
primary school books, prices rude.
It's highway robbery, the price of food.
All hopes and politician
expecting good work attitude.
How the cheapest soda, the cheapest coffee
is 20,000.
Not even dying to daisy. Thousands of dollars
for them thieving undertakers.
So you could bribe your way into the cemetery.
It's sad and looks so macabre.
Lord have mercy,
capitalism.
Still we see
capitalism gone mad.
You gotta have heavy contact, know how to move up in society to make any kind of impact.
In this country,
you gotta know how to chip the field, how to scheme and swindle properly, perfect the art of wheel and deal.
In this country,
because survival in this land
is not so easy.
With unemployment and high inflation, somehow we go dead
before the end of this recession.
Would you believe me, one mango Julie for
$11.50
for
migraines are your money done. It hurt here in Trinidad. Oh Lord, capitalism gone mad. The gladness that once we had is gone because capitalism gone mad. It's plain to see, it's conflict of interest, it's big racket.
We bring more than a paycheck to our loved ones and families. We bring more than a paycheck to our loved ones and families. We bring more than a paycheck to our loved ones and families. We bring more than a paycheck to our loved ones and families. We bring more than a paycheck to our loved ones and families. We bring more than a paycheck to our loved ones and family. I wanted more to pay, but what I've got here today is more than I bargained for. When I walk through that door, I bring home asbestosis and silicosis, long, long, black, long disease, and radiation that hits the children before they've really been conceived. We bring more than a paycheck to our loved ones and families. We bring more than a paycheck to our loved ones and families. I wanted more to pay, but what I've got here today is more than I bargained for. When I walk through that door, I bring home asbestosis and silicosis, for round, long, black, long disease, and radiation that hits the children before they've really been conceived. We bring more than just a paycheck. So much more. Cause it's important that you know that whatever each job there is the fear that disease will take its toll. If not disease, then injury. My Lord, maybe fall or not. And if not injury, then stress is going to tie you up in knots. So we take home
more than a paycheck to our loved ones and families. We bring more than a paycheck to our loved ones and families. We bring more than a paycheck to our loved ones and families. We bring more than a paycheck to our loved ones and families. We bring asbestosis and silicosis, round, long, black, long disease, and the radiation that hits the children before they've really been conceived. We bring more
than just a little bit
more. We all bring more
than a paycheck.
Much more, but I don't want no more. Don't accept no more. Go tell them all no more.
Sweet Honey in the Rock from Every One of Us with More Than a Paycheck. Before that, we heard the Mighty Sparrow, Capitalism Gone Mad, and that was just one of just dozens and dozens of Trini songs that were brought to you today. DJ Carlito had quite the run of them, and it was a great show. And if you don't listen. You do need to tune in before me to If Music Could Talk, and then stick around and stay with me. Let's see, we had Solar System with The Basic Fundamentals of Economics, Wildman Fisher with It's a Money World, and started out with the audio for the Captain Capitalism cartoon, Spirit of Christmas. And it turns out that man in the red suit is, oh my God, Karl Marx. It's 9:45. You are listening to Can't Stop the Music, where we put our ears to the keyhole of culture. I am P. Swan, and I'm here on most Sunday nights. Next week, the fabulous and wonderful host of Wide Ear Folk, Eric Walters, is going to be sitting in for me. And I would imagine that he's going to do a good dose of Good for the Jews, and I'm glad that he's going to bring you his spin on what is bubbly, what is cheesy, and all that goodness. WRIR thanks founding underwriter Exile, an independent, locally owned business serving Richmond's creative community for 23 years. Exile turns the trash culture of yesterday into the class culture of tomorrow by featuring unique gifts, clothes, jewelry, accessories, and housewares, both old and new. Manic Panic and special effects hair color. Exile is located at 935 West Gray Street. More information is available at 804-358-3348. And we do love our underwriters. Well, you know, there's that junction of capitalism and Christmas and giving and generosity. And, well, you know, we had to go there. So in honor of all the desire to be a fully material girl, up next, Nuthatch with Bad Economy Song.
I used to buy you flowers. When you get ready to go out, I would wait for hours. I would say that your skirt doesn't make you look fat, even though we both know I lied about that. Fine dining at Applebee's, you would try to pay the bill. I'd say, wait, I got this. Then public pool for a skinny dip. Now we're facing a foreclosure on relationship. Don't blame me, blame economy. Don't blame me, blame bad economy. But even if the economy was good, you would still be a bitch and I would still be rude. Personal life had some budget cuts. I get declined in bed like my credit cards. Could you please explain? I'm almost on my knees. What's with the sexual involuntary pay decrease? You say the only thing I need from you is sex, and that I like to see you bounce like my bounce checks. You used to like it too, but now you bitch and frown. Don't be surprised then when you see my private stocks go down. Don't blame me, blame economy. Don't blame me, blame bad economy. But even if the economy was good, you would still be a bitch and I would still be rude. Ooh-wee, a bad economy. You're losing your temper like your IRA, and my patience is drained like my 401k. Give me a second-hand chance to take you out, since I won't qualify for a bailout. Don't blame me, blame economy. Don't blame me, blame bad economy. But even if the economy was good, you would still be a bitch and I would still be rude. Ooh-wee, a bad economy. Me.
sister right, 'cause we are living in an ethereal world, and I am an ethereal girl. You know that we are living in an ethereal world, and I am an ethereal girl.
Style just perfectly. It's called Greenback Dollar Bill.
As I was walking down the street last night, neat looking cat came into sight. He bowed and smiled and asked my name. I said, hold it, bud, I don't play that game. He reached in his pockets, and to my big surprise, there was Lincoln staring me dead in the eye.
Greenback, greenback dollar bill. Just a little piece of paper, let's coat it with chlorophyll.
He looked at me with that familiar desire. His eyes lit up like they were on fire. I said, my name's Kay, and you're on the right track. But look here, Daddy, I wear furs on my back. So if you want to have fun in this man's land, let Lincoln and Jackson start shaking hands.
Greenback, greenback dollar bill. Just a little piece of paper that's coated with chlorophyll.
He didn't know what he was getting into, but I'd pop Lincoln and Jackson too. He didn't mind seeing them fade out of sight, 'cause he knew he was in for some fun last night. So whenever you're in town and you're looking for a thrill, if Lincoln won't get it, Daddy, Jackson will.
Greenback, greenback dollar bill. Just a little piece of paper is coated with chlorophyll.
I took him to a night spot where the lights were down low. We dined and danced and he was ready to go. I got out of my seat, and as he arose, I said, hold it, Daddy, while I powder my nose. He sat back down with a smiling face. Well, I went down to that Potter place
with his greenback dollar bill. Just a little piece of paper that's coated with chlorophyll.
Well, I had his money and I know the score. I took a powder out the back door. But there in the alley, back of the place, stood this guy with a smiling face. He said, come on, baby, I've paid the price. Now how about sampling the merchandise? Well, that's my story, and you better believe you gotta give if you wanna receive.
Greenback dollar bill. Just a little piece of paper that's coated with chlorophyll.
Rubles, yen, shekels, dollars, money. The sound of money. The lovely sound of money. I find it quite appealing. A feeling you may share. It seems to cheer me. Whenever it is near me, it elevates my spirit to hear it in the air. What savage splendor that made it call the legal tender, as Thomas made a sweet surrender. And when the romance ends, give a dance, the sound of money, enchanting sound of money. Here's hoping I keep saying my whole life long.
Dear, they're playing our song.
The sound of
diamonds
money.
Catch my eye, and I hear angels harmonize. Sables passing by whisper lullabies. A great big yacht about to dock makes such a cool and soothing sound. A block of blue chip stock, music all around. I listen in a bank and trust, the darn thing singing fit to bust. A banker tips his umber, a fig for Sigmund Romberg. Diamonds catch my eye, and I hear angels harmonize. Sables passing by whisper lullabies. Riding in a Bentley or a Rolls, the clock tick
tocks
much more sentimentally than a tune of a boombox.
Dear, they are playing our song.
Listen.
The sound of money.
Diamonds catch my eye.
The sound of money.
Sables passing by.
The sound of money.
Such a cool and soothing.
This is nice.
I was hoping you'd like it. It's my special
I'm sorry, sir, but it appears as though your credit card has been declined.
Did everyone hear that? This person, right here, credit card, declined. Oh. If we can please have an awkward silence the next 10 seconds.
Whoa, what's with the megaphone?
Just trying to properly illustrate your embarrassment and humiliation to the public, sir.
What?
If everyone could start mumbling and shaking their heads. Nice, ma'am, I like that, with the pointing. He's shaking like a leaf. Good job.
Hey, buddy, please, I'm with a date here. Look, so I'm late on a few payments. I'll make it up next month. Promise.
Mm-hmm. He promises to pay it all back next month. Can we have an aww?
Don't worry, Adam. It happens to everybody. This has no effect on our date whatsoever.
Really?
Yes, really. There just won't be another one. See ya.
And she's off.
Wait, come back. I have other cards. I have other restaurants.
Putting more on your card than you can afford to spend can lead to even bigger problems, like public humiliation. Don't let your credit put you in a bad place. Go to controlyourcredit.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Treasury and the Ad Council.
When you go to work tomorrow, won't you think about this flow? If the owners don't come in today, how would anybody know? Why would anybody miss him? Why would anybody care? 'Cause when something don't do nothing, you can't tell if it's not there. I call it class. All I mean is that class. What do you do? Everyone knows deep inside that it's time to face the things for which you once had shame with pride. You know each of us is different, we're all somehow unique, but there's something common in our lives, and it's that of which we speak when we talk about class. What I mean is class. I'm talking. Oh yeah. Living by dividing up our place. Say that lines are drawn and folks are caught on the ground to sex and race. Say that white folks must hate black folks. Say that women must hate men. But there's more to you than what's between your legs or on your skin. You can call it class. What I mean,
you are listening to What Else Could It Be? WRIR 97.3 FM, Richmond Independent Radio, the City of Richmond's official emergency broadcast outlet. I am Peace One here in at Can't Stop the Music, and I have my super trainee here.
Hello.
And
everybody.
You are?
This is Ben.
And Ben, you're on the radio. When are you on?
Every other Friday morning. Actually, I'll be on for the next few Friday mornings running the board for Democracy Now! And Tell Me More.
So people will know your voice.
Yeah, you'll get to hear me a little bit.
And they can know that the content of Can't Stop the Music does not reflect on you personally. You're an unbiased board op.
I have nothing to do with the content of the show.
You're clean. Well, let me tell you what you were hearing. That was the 70s rock band Red Shadow from a group of West Coast economic students. Mark said a word for it. The Jays with Jamie at the Sound of Money. Kay Martin and her boyfriends, Greenback Dollar Bills. Electra Lounge, All Stars, Material Girl. And that woman not only is a material girl, but she has one hell of a lisp. And I really like it. And Nuthatch started us off with Bad Economy Song. Let's see. Oh, I know what I wanted to tell you. And that little Kay Martin and her boyfriends is a bit of a warm-up because she is going to be our outsider royalty, not this set, but the one after. Now, Ben, you have some information for us.
Yeah, I want to tell you about the WRIR radio greeting card. What will you get the person who has everything? Consider a WRIR radio greeting card. It's always the right size and is sure to arrive on time. For a contribution of $100, you'll have 6 personalized radio announcements made on air during the day of your choice. Send your holiday cheer, make a birthday wish, announce a birth, or toast an anniversary. For more information about WRIR radio greeting cards, contact Alyssa at 804-557-3798 or email underwriting@wrir.org.
You know, we really do benefit from all of our supporters, and as it comes to the end of the year, we want to say thanks. Thanks for making us radio for the rest of us. We are going to be marking our 5th anniversary at the end of this year. We went on the air 5 years ago. We did our test run right just before Christmas, and I remember saying, my husband and I, all we wanted for Christmas was a radio station, and there it was.
So Santa does exist.
Yeah, and he works for the FCC sometimes. Well, while we're thinking about money bags, we're going to reach into the grab bag, and this is Dusty Springfield singing in German, Wishing and Hoping. And if you have any information on the quality of her German pronunciation or translation, do feel free to give us a call at 804-649-9737.
Tag aus und Tag ein, denn ein Mensch ist jeder allein. Das Glück ist überall, weit und
und warten, sehnen und träumen, Tag aus und Tag ein. Dann bist du bald nicht mehr allein. Dann wird die Zukunft schön. Träumen, oh nein, das Glück ist dein. Dann sagst du dem Meer, dem Wind und allen Dingen noch ein ganz Sinn, dass eines Tages das Glück beginnt. Oh, oh, musst nur warten, warten und auch hoffen, hoffen und auch träumen, nur warten und hoffen. Warten, sehnen und träumen, Tag aus und Tag ein. Dann bist du bald nicht mehr allein. Dann wird die Zukunft schön, ja, ja, ein. Und dann musst du nicht mehr warten und hoffen und hoffen und warten und auch nicht mehr träumen, oh nein, das Glück.
Makes a good relationship. Henry Turner said, honesty, kindness, trust, and being understanding. I guess that's about it. Charles Shea said, good partner. Gene Edwards said, it would have to be a good friend, I guess, someone who helps you, someone you can depend on. I haven't found that yet, though. Ernie Brookings said, happiness and coordination. Abe Surjikoff said, doing for each other and helping each other out and divide the money and also lend clothes. Jack Madurian said, stay put in one place and stop moving around unnecessarily. Leo Germino said, relationship, that means that you know the person that you're staying with, when you can be trustworthy with each other. Andy the Grace said, love, faith, honesty, that's everything. Ernie Brookings had another one. He said, companionship, or it could be by inheritance. Walter Kiernan said, minding your own business. Francis McElroy said, good behavior. Larry Green said, two people, a man and a woman, my wife and me. Frank Anslaski said, being by yourself, who knows? Do you know? I don't know. I suppose, you know, each one holding a gun. I mean, how the hell do I know what makes a good relationship? You know, maybe one husband and three wives or one wife and three husbands? I don't know. You're the one that's supposed to know these questions, not me. What causes problems in relationships? Francis McElroy said, quarrels. Andy LeGrice, intercourse. It causes a problem to get there. Never a dull moment, though, Dave. Gene Edwards said, different things. I never had a relationship, though, so I don't know. John Fay said, marriage. Pasquale Troiano said, that's a hard word. I don't know. Bill Nimi said, well, differences of opinion between people. Leo Germino said, money. Money, if you don't have it, that causes problems. You got to have enough money nowadays to pay your room rent. Said, well, if they're not working or something, don't have a job and don't have enough, you know, what do you call it, and can't make the, what do you call it, you have to have money so you can go to the store, you know, for... What do you call it?
¶¶
I want some candy. I want some candy.
Thank you.
Hi, my name is Tom Nimol. I'm a singer from Dengue Fever. You're listening to WRIR 97.3 FM Richmond Independent Radio.
The music that you're hearing is the sound of the teens. It's uptight with pretense, as it knows what it means. What I've learned from my life spent with teens and their songs is when they ask what's right, we just tell them what's wrong. Since there's no common tongue for adults and for teens, we can't understand what our teenager means. All we do is give thanks that it isn't our child when we read the scare headline that some kids have gone wild. Selling grass in schoolyards, blame it on the kids. Unwed mothers from broken homes, blame it on the kids. Riot at the draft board, blame it on the kids. Old drunk beats his wife up. Why not? Blame it on his kids. Blame the kids for acid. Blame the kids for pot. To find the word disaster, some kid like as not. Blame the kids for hippies and for bummer trips and for dropping out and turning on and on and on and on. Blame the kids. Why not? Blame the kids. Now, let's just stop for a moment and think about the kids we know. You couldn't really call them bad because it isn't so. They go to school each morning and each learns what he can on our overcrowded double session too few teachers plan. They fall in love and out of love and into love again. Swap pins and rings and promises to love till who knows when. Say, on second thought, our kids all seem to do their thing quite well. So how come we keep hearing that our youth is gone to hell? Who is so afraid of them that we hear this big lie? Who is so afraid of youth, my friend? My friend, it's you and I. They scare us with their questions, with what they want to know. Our answers aren't gospel just because we say it so. They know the mess we made of things, and how can we deny it? They search for their solution, though they know we'll never try it. They're not afraid to protest. Free speech begs they should. When they shout that war is bad, and we shout, no, it's good, we cry unpatriotic. And then, as if to make us fools, they go and fight and die and leave young blood in foreign pools. And those who live come back to us, forgiving and unbowed. Embrace your sons and daughters now. America, be proud.
Well, yes, it's Can't Stop the Music here on WRIR 97.3 FM, Richmond Independent Radio. I am Peace One.
This is Brother Ben.
And Brother Ben, what did we just hear?
Apparently that was Dick Clark doing a open letter to the older generation. Before that, Dengue Fever, laugh track. Mantra Trailer did I Want Some Candy. Before that was Syl Johnson doing Let Yourself Go. Then we heard two tracks from David Greenberger, What Causes Problems in Relationships and What Makes a Good Relationship.
And that was from the Duplex Planet Radio Hour. And the Duplex Planet's been featured here on Can't Stop the Music and Outside of Royalty. David Greenberger was the cultural therapist at a nursing home and created a lot of celebrities. Jack Madurian was his discovery, and really did a fabulous job at extracting great things from his wards.
And to start off the set, Dusty Springfield doing Wishing and Hoping, a foreign language version of that song. G Gee, P-Swan, what time is it?
It is time for Outsider Royalty. And this week's Outsider Royalty is Kay Martin and her bodyguards. She was a one-time centerfold nightclub entertainer and what we would call a party album recording artist. We're going to feature her Christmas album, I Know What He Wants for Christmas, and the cover on that is up on our post, so you can enjoy Kay and all of her splendor and her fine graphics. She was born in Bakersfield, California, and claims to be Park Cherokee. She claims to have begun modeling before actually becoming a Playboy centerfold, and that's all according to album notes. So she joined up in the early 50s with Jess Hotchkins and Bill Elliott, and together they had a 10-year run starting in 1953 in Las Vegas and Reno under the name Kay Martin and Her Bodyguards. She sold albums after her show, and these show up periodically at thrift stores, and sometimes people upload them to some of these share sites, but they are out of print. And, you know, these would be called adult entertainment. And in the early 60s, after her career, she became the proprietor of the Kay Martin Lodge, about 3 miles south of downtown Reno. And in doing a little internet research, it seems to still be in business and has an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau. So without further ado, this is the 1962 album, Kay Martin and Her Bodyguards.
I know just what you want for Christmas, but I don't know how to wrap it, dear. It's something that you always wanted. You asked me for it all last year. I've tried so hard to wrap it, but it's shaped unorthodox. I tried it in a carton, even tried it in a box. I know just what you want for Christmas, but I don't know how to wrap it, dear. I know just what you want for Christmas, but I don't know what to put it in. I've got a lot of fancy wrappings, but don't know where I should begin. I need one hand to wrap with, another hand to clutch it. It wiggles and it squirms, it even tickles when I touch it. I know just what you want for Christmas, but I don't know how to wrap it, dear. I want to wrap it up for Christmas, but I can't decide just how it's done. It should be in a pretty package. Unwrapping it is so much fun. It won't be a surprise, it should be a delight. It's the same one you played with last Saturday night. I know just what you want for Christmas, but I don't know how to wrap it, dear. I know just what you want for Christmas, but I can't send it through the mail, because of postal regulations, you might have to go my bail. I'm having so much trouble, I couldn't be forlorn, or you should see me try to cram it in the mailbox on the corner. I know just what you want for Christmas, but I don't know how to wrap it, dear. You're really gonna get it Christmas, because I got the Cadillac. I don't know how I'm gonna wrap it, may give it to you in a sack. I bathed it and powdered it and sprayed it with perfume. You may even have to chase it all around the room. I know just what you want for Christmas, but I don't know how to wrap it up. You're a little cocker spaniel pup. Ha ha ha.
casting couch for Christmas, one to call my very own, one on which a girl could retire with an occasional piece in front of the fire. So Santa, don't you be a grouch, please send me a casting couch. I've been in nearly every agent's office, I've been to Hollywood and back. My trouble isn't always falling arches, it's my aching sacroiliac. I want a couch to call my own. I've come to this decision. The only wrestling that I'd see would be on television. I want a casting couch for Christmas, one to call my very own, one that felt real soft to my skin, and I could even get a little practice in. 'Cause I don't wanna be a slouch on anybody's casting couch. My manager's apartment's really soundproof, believe me, you can't hear a single word, because he's working on a special theory that girls should be obscene and not heard. One agent had an office that really was appealing, he even had a movie script projected on the ceiling. I want a casting couch for Christmas, one to call my very own. My dressing room should be gold starred, so I'll take on all comers with no hose barred. So Santa, on this I'll vouch, if you'll bring me a casting couch, you'll be surprised how far it gets you if you show a Jew some jitsu on a casting couch. It was the night before Christmas, and all through the place, the girls were real happy, a smile on each face. They were fixing their nails and arranging their hair, waiting for customers they knew would be there. Over by the door was an old gal named Marge. You could tell at a glance that she was in charge. When all of a sudden the door opened wide, and a little fat guy came charging inside. He said, "Come on, girls, let's get on with the show. I've got 150 million places to go." So they all stood in a line real quick, wondering which one of them he would pick. Down at the end was a gal named Flo. She said, "You better try me, Shorty. I'm a real pro. I've got a few tricks. You'll never resist them. In fact, I use the rhythm system." He said, "Never mind that private room jazz. We both know the score. Let's start right here in the middle of the floor." So they all gathered round to watch him move, and for a little fat guy, he was really in the groove. A little bit later, as he went out the door, he said, "So long, girls. I'll be back for more. Sorry to run, but I must play it cool. But I enjoyed my lesson at your dancing school."
Oh. Oh, Santa. Oh, Santa, please. Oh, Santa, please don't. Oh, Santa, please don't stop. Oh, Santa, please don't stop coming round. It's finally Christmas Eve, and you have come to call. I bought a brand new nighty, but I'm waiting in my all. Together, 'cause my nighty is hanging on the wall. So come on, Santa, let's have a ball. Oh, Santa, please don't stop coming round. Oh, Santa, please don't stop. Oh, Santa, please don't. Oh, Santa, please. Oh, Santa. Oh. Oh. Mm-hmm.
and looked inside. There were balls of green and red, and here's what Grandma said. I brought the balls for the Christmas tree. This is a present to you from me. While we all sing merrily, you can hang your balls on the Christmas tree. Oh, hang your balls on the Christmas tree. Make it look so bright. Hang your balls on the Christmas tree. Oh, happy Christmas night.
My cousin came in kind of late with some little round things that we all ate. When we rolled them down the hall, he said, don't break my popcorn balls.
Oh, hang your balls on the Christmas tree. Make it look so bright. Hang your balls on the Christmas tree. Oh, happy Christmas night.
Daddy had a big long thing tied up with a purple string. A baseball bat that I could see, but he hung my Christmas tree.
Oh, hang your balls on the Christmas tree. Make it look so bright. Hang your balls on the Christmas tree. Oh, happy Christmas night.
Grandpa brought a turkey gobbler. The gobbler gobbled the apple cobbler. Then the strangest thing occurred. We all sat down and ate
the bird.
When you're balls are on the tree, you'll be tickled as can be. When the Yuletide spirit calls, there's nothing like a tree with balls.
Oh, hang your balls on the Christmas tree. Make it look so bright. Hang your balls on the Christmas tree. Oh, happy Christmas night.
Well, that about sums up the holiday season right there. Kay Martin and her bodyguards, hang your balls on the Christmas tree. Come on, Santa, let's have a ball. The girls were all happy. I want a casting couch for Christmas. And the title song from the record, I Know What You Want for Christmas, I Just Don't Know How to Wrap It. That's this week's that's this week's Outsider Royalty, and I am so tongue-tied. I am P. Swan. It is 10:34 here at WRIR 97.3 FM, Richmond Independent Radio, the City of Richmond's official emergency broadcast outlet. I hope we all get just what we want for Christmas. I know there are some young people who got snow and they were happy.
Yeah, that's true.
Are you going to get what you want for Christmas?
I don't know. We'll have to wait and see. Mm. I don't know if it'd be good enough this year.
That's right, because it's easy to get coal here. It just bounces right off the train at the Triple Cross.
It's true.
Well, let's see. We're gonna do some grab bag here to wind up before Stunted Development with the magnificent Bill Farrah. But we're going to start out with Pearl Bailey and New Shoes.
Oh, hot desert sands. Oh, honey, don't hurt. Please don't hurt me no more. These new shoes, they make me walk so slow. New shoes. Oh, they're aching every toe. Honey, I'm never gonna choose another pair of brand new shoes. You don't know the misery I'm in out here, darling. Creaky shoes. I don't care. I don't mind when I'm in the street. I wear squeaky shoes. They're so nice and kind to my feet. But these new shoes, oh, honey. I promise you, take them off. I'll never wear a brand new pair. Never. Hot desert sands. I'll get friends. I'll get my next of kin. Somebody else can break them in. I'll wear slippers, frogman flippers. I don't care, I promise you. Honey, when I go to bed, I'm gonna pray. Someone can wear 12 AA, cause my feet are cooked, I'm hooked, they're medium rare, they're burning, honey. It's all because of them new shoes. They look at them just as bright as they can be. New shoes. They've almost polished off me. But honey, I made one mistake. But I'm never gonna choose another pair of brand new shoes. Send me your old ones by the barrels, cause I can't stand mine. What good is style for the price. Lick my feet, honey, they ain't a vice. All this walking is torture, scorching. My instep is out, out. New suede shoes or even calf, they have cut my lifespan right in half. I'm walking around, honey, my whole life. Save me, it's in doubt. Just because these new shoes, I gotta agree, they gotta be worn. But why would you pick poor me? Honey, I don't care, I'm never gonna choose another pair of brand new shoes. Oh, why would you make me suffer like this? Take them off! New shoes! Hot devil fan, get out of my own car! Just struck the last bunion.
Wild, 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 who is wild? Wild, 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 wild. I'm just wild about Harry. Harry's wild about me. The heavenly blisses of his kisses fill me with ecstasy. He's sweet just like chocolate candy. I'm just like honey from the bee. Oh, I'm just wild about Harry. And he's just wild about, cannot do without. He's just wild about me. I'm wild about Harry. He's wild about me. The heavenly blisses of his kisses fill me with ecstasy. He's sweet, just like chocolate candy, and just like honey from the bee. I'm just wild about Harry. And Harry, he's just wild. The heavenly blisses of his kisses fill me with ecstasy. I'm just wild about Harry. He's just wild about. Can I do that? He's just wild. I said he's wild. Yes, he's wild. Harry's wild. He's not like Charles. He's not like Luther. He's not like Michael. He's a little bit like Kirk Douglas. Rather large confetti they're throwing this evening. Hey there, Harry. You're wild.
Stan or a slave that's awfully African or a teapot early Ming. Come to the supermarket in Old Peking. If you want to buy a kite or a pup to keep you up at night or a dwarf who used to know Snow White or a frog who loves to sing. Come to the supermarket in Old Peking. They have sunflower cakes, moonbeam cakes, gizzard cakes, lizard cakes, pickled eels, pickled snakes, fit for any king. If you want a bust of jade or an egg that's more or less decayed, or in case you care to meet a maid for a nice but naughty fling, come to the supermarket. If you come on an ostrich, you can park it. So come to the supermarket and see Peking. If you want a gong to beat or a rickshaw with a sassy seat or a painting slightly indiscreet that is simply riveting, come to the supermarket and see Peking. Well, if you want some calico or a gento, what a buffalo or a glowworm, guaranteed to glow or a cloak inclined to cling, come to the supermarket in Old Peking. They have bird nest soup, seaweed soup, noodle soup, poodle soup, talking crows with the croup, almost anything. If you want to buy a saw or fish delicious when it's raw, or a pill to kill your mother-in-law or a bee without a sting, come to the supermarket. If you come on a turtle, you can park it. So come to the supermarket. If you come on a goose, you can park it. So come to the supermarket and see.
A little sun, a little rain, a quiet place, to be staying. Got your wealth, well, you've got your health. Shoes without socks, pants full of patches. The jacket you wear never matches. Got your wealth, well, you've got your health. The air is free for you, just open up your door. The sun will always shine for either rich or poor. Little be happy, a little joy, a little laughter, a drink or two. Now and after, got your wealth when you've got your health. A little sun, a little rain, a quiet place to be staying. Got your wealth when you've got your health. Shoes without socks, pants full of patches. The jacket you wear never matches. Got your wealth when you've got your health. The air is free for you, just open up your door. The sun will always shine for either rich or poor. Little be happy, a little joy, a little laughter, a drink or two. Now and after, got your wealth when you've got your health. Got your wealth when you've got your health.
Yes, when you've got your health, you've got your wealth. That's a good message for cold and flu season.
Yeah, I think so.
So what did we hear?
Before Bobby Stewart doing Got Your Wealth, we heard Barbara Streisand come to the supermarket in Old Peking. Before her, Tammy Grimes, I'm Just Wild About Harry. And starting off the set, Pearl Bailey, New Shoes.
And how do you feel about Harry?
I don't know about Harry yet. I'll have to think about it.
How he compares to Charlie and David. It's 10:44. You are listening to Can't Stop the Music. I am P. Swan with my special assistant here.
This is Brother Ben on mic two.
And I think, next week we're going to have Eric Walters covering, doing the after visiting family cover for P. Swan. And then I'm going to be back at the beginning of the new year and that New Year's Eve weekend. And I hope you're still in a festive mood. And I think Brother Ben's going to join me and we're going to have some things to start your year off right.
Yeah, get it off with a bang.
Or at least a fog.
Yeah.
Let's see, what do we have coming up next?
Let's see, we're going to hear from the Two Man Gentleman Band doing a track called Prime Numbers.
Oh, you know them.
Last night, as my baby, was sleeping inside her bed, I took a tape, measured to her, oh, just to see what it read. Said 37, round her bosom, did 29 around her waist. Said 37, round her hips, and I began to celebrate. My baby's got prime numbers. She didn't have prime numbers. Prime numbers. Prime numbers, ooh-wee.
his farmhands was having a ball. Till someone left the barn door open. And that's when them cows went for a walk. And the farmer shouted,
who let them cows out?
Who
let them cows out?
Help me get them darn cows inside. Back in time for milking. Get back, bossy. Bad bossy. Get back, you cut chewing animal. The farmer tells his wife that he is angry. For the ranch hand's losing all his bovine. And as he rounded up the last Guernsey, he saw they let loose all of his swine. And the farmer shouted,
who let them hogs out? 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 Who let them hogs out?
Outdoor cats risk injury, disease, or getting hit by cars, and millions of small birds and other animals are killed each year by outdoor cats. Your outdoor cat can find plenty of entertainment indoors. For more information and a teacher's guide, see American Bird Conservancy's website at www.abcbirds.org. Make the world a safer place for cats and birds. Keep your cat indoors.
Did any of you boys and girls ever hear of a guitar that talks? Well, you're gonna hear one now. I'm gonna sing about the muskrat, the groundhog, the old red rooster, old blue jay, the jaybird, and old Tom, the tomcat. And if you listen closely, you'll hear the guitar repeat the words right after me. What do you say? Let's try it. Muskrat, a muskrat, what makes your head so slick? Been a living in the water all of my life, and it's a wonder I ain't sick. 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 Groundhog, groundhog, what makes your back so brown? Well, it's a wonder I don't suffocate living in the ground, 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 in the ground. Rooster, rooster, what makes your claws so hard? Been a scratching in the barnyard all of my life, and it's a wonder I ain't tired. 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 Jaybird, jaybird, what makes you fly so high? Been eating these acorns all of my life, and it's a wonder I don't die. 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 Tomcat, tomcat, what makes your tail so long? Been a prowling around all of these nights. It's a wonder I ain't gone. 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 I ain't gone.
One misty, moisty morning, when the cloudy was the weather, I chanced to meet a little old man walking through the heather. I said to him, good morning, and the smiling was his answer. I asked him why, with a cloudy sky, how come you feel so grand, sir? Replied to me the little old man in his peculiar patter. A long, long way a smile will go, no matter what's the matter. So now I'm always smiling when cloudy is the dawning. I'm glad I met that little old man, that misty, moisty morning. That a misty, moisty, moisty, misty, misty, moisty morning. Misty morning, when cloudy was the weather, I chanced to meet a little old man walking through the heather. I said to him, good morning, and smiling was his answer. I asked him why, with a cloudy sky, how come you feel so grand, sir? Replied to me the little old man in his peculiar patter. A long, long way a smile will go, no matter what's the matter. So now I'm always smiling when cloudy is the dawning. I'm glad I met that little old man, that misty, moisty morning. Had a misty, moisty, moisty, misty, misty, moisty morning.
L'humus est la partie comestible d'une plante potagère. Cette définition, reprise par la plupart des dictionnaires, every day, and sometimes I smile. I feel like a Buddhist monk. People on the street, they love me. They love me and my vegetables. And all you need is love and vegetables. To all my people, I love you. I love you as much as I love my vegetables.
Well, I don't know how I feel about vegetables. I like those vegetables. Let's see, that was Sebastian Hawkes with Make Love with Vegetables. Before that, Tex Ritter with Tex Ritter Sings, Weird Al Yankovic with Who Let the Cows Out. And, you know, I did look for that Mitt Romney sample from the election, but I just couldn't put my paws on it. We started out with the two-man gentleman band. To bring us almost up to the end of Can't Stop the Music, I am P. Swan, and I've been here with...
Brother Ben.
And we are almost wrapping it up and turning you over to the gentle hands of Stunted Development and Bill Fair. And I know he's got quite treats for you tonight, so hang on to your hat and stay up way too late. I want to leave you with this version. I've played a different version of this from Gio Da Silva, the Romanian house music king, and with a Do You Like a Truck? And this is recorded off of a TV show called Happy Hour. And so it's got kind of a Balkan feel. So here you go. My parting words for this year. I'll Do You Like a Truck. Not there. La 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 la.
We see us every summer at the Black Sea in Costinești, Romania.